This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News visiting professor at Dickinson College and the CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. Two stories that look related or not. North Korea conducted its longest ever weapons test, nuclear-capable ballistic missile that flew over Japan and obliged the Japanese government to issue evacuation alerts and halt trains. At the same time, we have from the South China Morning Post that the People's Republic of China is showing off its nuclear-capable weapon called a carrier killer on National Day on television. These are two ways of demonstrating we can use nuclear weapons, too. Jeff, is this coincidentally at the same time that Vladimir Putin has used the question of nuclear weapon precedent, Hiroshima and Nagasaki, or do you think right now what we're looking at is a coordination between Pyongyang, Beijing, and Moscow in some fashion?
I don't think it's clear coordination. It just may be tacit taking of an opportunity. In the case of the North Koreans, every once in a while, they want to remind us that they're still around, and they have made some bluster in the last several weeks about, first of all, passing a law that they now say they can use nuclear weapons preemptively, and furthermore, that they will never denuclearize. They will never negotiate their nuclear weapons. And over the last several weeks, we've seen five missile tests in the last 10 days, and this is the 23rd missile test this year. Now, it's only the second time since 2017, I believe, John, that they have actually fired a missile across Japan, which is very, very provocative. They have their own agenda. The Chinese have their own agenda. And I think part of this is flexing of their military muscle in preparation for the upcoming Party Congress, which starts in about 2 weeks' time. That's a very important event. This was National Day in China. So to demonstrate the growing strength of the Chinese military, it seems to me, is, for their, in their eyes at least, appropriate. But very worrisome, I think, in that the whole world is so heavily focused on Ukraine, perhaps overlooking some very serious situations that could be likely unfolding in East Asia.
And the North Koreans forcing Japan to react by seeking shelter for some people, stopping trains. Jeff, sometimes North Korea looks as if it's an incompetence. Other times it looks like it's sinister. Have you ever made up your mind what North Korea represents?
I can't, John, because as an old friend of mine who was a much better North Korean scholar, Korean scholar overall than I, once said to me, Jeff, always remember that oftentimes we know more about black holes in the galaxy than we know about what goes on a day-to-day basis in decision-making in Pyongyang. It is incredibly opaque, without question. What I really worry about is I think we will not hear much more from the North Koreans for the next couple of weeks, because even though I don't believe there's very active coordination, the North Koreans respect the fact that their biggest ally in many ways is China. And they won't want to do anything, I don't think, for the next 2 weeks that might cause a problem to Xi Jinping as he seeks to be named president basically for life at the upcoming Party Congress. Once that Party Congress is completed about the third week of October, then I think we could expect really some very difficult things are happening on the Korean Peninsula. There's been growing intelligence evidence around some of the facilities where we know they have nuclear weapons and they have tested nuclear weapons before, that we may witness in the coming weeks a new, very large-scale nuclear test in North Korea.
Back to Moscow, just at the end. I've had the number of 200,000 or 300,000 or 400,000 tossed around of young people who have fled Russia. Have you heard any numbers like that, Jeff?
Exactly, John. The number I like to say is more young Russians have fled Russia since the announcement of mobilization than have fought in the Ukraine. And I think that's a startling way to look at it. Furthermore, John, you and I know 7 months ago, we were talking about the fact that I think up to 200,000 young Russians fled the country as this war began. And by and large, who were those? Those were very young men, in some cases women, highly educated, tech sector. And now we see this happening in a second wave. So however this turns out for Russia, one thing they will have to reckon with is this is an enormous brain drain
right
that is occurring from the Russian economy.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army, retired, CBS News, visiting Professor Dickinson College, Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy, CEO. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.